Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk, and I'm super, super, super excited today to talk about real estate investing. And it's fun for me to do this on a daily basis because, one, finding the right type of people to interview and the right experts and the right thought leaders in the real estate investing world is so crucial to, I feel, my overall goal and vision for Think Realty Radio. And it's so much fun to be able to bring them on the air and talk about the strategies, about what they're doing, the successes, and again, for me, like the most importantly, the failures. And it's really cool to just share stories and to understand where everybody's come from. Everybody has a past with investing. Everybody has a future with investing. And everybody has a present in what they're doing now with investing. And the markets will dictate. For good investors, the markets will serve as a guide as to what we need to be doing. As you know, I've had many guests on about single-family residential development, turnkey opportunities, and I want to start the conversation about multifamily syndication. And what does that really mean? Well, my guest today is Brad Sumrock with Apartment Investor Mastery, and he's an individual that understands multifamily really well. One of the things that Brad and I have in common is the strategies that we deploy on a very daily basis to maximize yield in multifamily real estate. And let me tell you, if you're playing the markets and you're having fun in equities right now, awesome. It's fun, believe me. But you need to diversify your opportunity basket. You need to diversify your investments a little bit. Now, I'll tell you something. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm your like real estate nut. So I'm your guy that's going to say, take a look at real estate investing. Take a look at single family portfolios. Take a look at multifamily. And most importantly, understand your specific investment personality. Because if you don't do that, then that's just going to be an issue all the way around. And then you'll have other people telling you what you should and shouldn't be investing in. And that's not cool. My objective is to provide you with all the information that you need to make an informed investing decision for not only yourself, your family, and then, of course, your future. And that's what Think Realty and I have in common. The reason that we decided to start this radio show is because there's so much information about real estate investing out there that there needs to be a singular voice that says, hey, you know what? Here's the truth. Here's what's going on. Here's what you need to pay attention to. Let's cut through the fluff and we'll make it happen. And if you have any questions for me, you might be going down the multifamily path or single family path, or raising capital for deals, get in touch with me. I've written a bunch of books as well, so you can take a look at them on Amazon. Just go to abigoldhawk.com. But I also live on thinkrealty.com. If you're just starting out real estate investing, you need to know the lay of the land and how all of this works. So please make sure that you take a look at some of the training videos that I've done, that many of the other real estate coaches have done for Think Realty, and absorb this information, just like today's show with Brad Sumrock. There's going to be a lot of information that you need to pay attention to, and formulas that you need to know, and the mindset shift that it takes to go from, say, single family to multifamily, or from wholesaling single family to wholesaling multifamily. So there are a lot of topics that I want to cover today with Brad, because it's such a broad topic, but it's so uniquely positioned right now in the marketplace to take advantage of. And just so you know, Brad has a good number of clients. And over the last year, since in 2017, his clients have purchased about 37 apartment buildings. That's roughly about 5,000 units in 14 U.S. markets. And the total purchase volume is roughly about $300 million. So he's an individual that understands the game and understands that markets need to be picked correctly. He understands the ratios and numbers and everything like that. So again, it's going to be a lot of information. Please make sure that you get in touch with him and his team. Go to apartmentinvestormastery.com. Got questions for me? You want to pick up a copy of the Think Realty magazine that you can find at the 84 Lumber Stores or Barnes & Noble? You know how to do it. Just go on over there, pick it up. And you know what it's called? Conveniently titled Think Realty magazine. So make sure you do that. Got questions for me? AbiGolhar.com, or hit me up on Instagram, because I am always answering your questions on Instagram all the time at AbiGolhar. So let's go ahead and get Brad on the line. Brad, you with me?
I am. Can you hear me good?
I can. Let's get started, man. I have one question that I generally ask all my guests before we get the show on the road, and that is, and you can be as dramatic as you want, by the way, are you in a real estate of mind?
Am I in the real estate of mind? Is that the question?
That's the question. That's the million-dollar question for you, Brad.
Absolutely. I mean, I got into real estate 16 years ago, and it's been my passion, you know, both as an investor and as an educator. And, I mean, it's done so many things for my life that you know, an MBA and an engineering degree never did for me. So, absolutely.
That's awesome. What type of engineering degree do you have? You and I have a lot more in common than I thought. I'm an engineer as well.
Yeah, I graduated from Carnegie Mellon University back in 1989 in chemical engineering.
Nice. That's generally, I would say that's the hardest engineering degree next to electrical engineering, which was my degree from the University of Michigan. And I think that is – so you understand logic, you understand flow, and I'm really excited to have this conversation with you, because it's the numbers, it's the emotion behind the deal, and then, of course, it's getting the deal done. So let's start off by introducing a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so, you know, that was a good lead-in, because, you know, I spent 17 years in corporate America – up until I was 35 years old, before I ever thought about doing real estate. You know, I got an engineering degree, an MBA. My dad finished 3 years of college. So, you know, my dad's boss finished his college degree in engineering, as a matter of fact. So my parents encouraged me, you know, to go to school, study hard, get good grades, graduate from college, and have a good job so that I could have a better life than what they had. So that's pretty much what I did. You know, I followed their advice. I studied hard. I was actually a good student, you know, got 2 degrees, 17 years in corporate America. But what happened was I actually got fired once, and then I got laid off through a downsizing. And, you know, many of the people that I know that are my, you know, students or clients have the same experience. And, you know, what changed my life was I picked up the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And that book has changed, you know, millions and millions of people's lives. But that's what really gave me the idea and transformed my mindset to be a business owner and an investor instead of being an employee.
That is awesome. I mean, I grew up in this little town called Portage, Michigan. It's a suburb of Kalamazoo. And I remember when I was growing up, I had a very similar experience, but with my friend's parents had all these automotive jobs, and you remember this, right? It was 2002, 2003, 4, 5. There were folks being laid off left and right, and I lost a lot of my friends because they had to go to different parts of the country, and their parents, they're all engineers, they're all very well-to-do, and it sucked. And I couldn't imagine being in that position ever again if I were my friends. Luckily, my dad is a professor at Western, and so, you know, he's been tenured since 91, so I haven't, you know, my family hasn't had a lot of those challenges. But if you are listening and you're in a very similar position, or you're looking at diversifying, you might be a successful businesswoman or businessman, entrepreneur, startup geek like me, and you want to learn more about multifamily investing, this is your show. We're going to break in just a second, and I'm excited to start the conversation about what it means to be a multifamily investor with Brad Sumrock. You got questions for him? Go to apartmentinvestormastery.com. Got questions for me? Head on over to Instagram at Abhi Golhar or check me out on thinkrealty.com and learn why they say that I don't only have a face for radio, but some say I have a face for radio. So I'll let you decide when you head on over to thinkrealty.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back at you.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th at the Marriott Inner Harbor at Camden Yards. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. Limited early bird tickets, just $45. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's NORADA realestate.com.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Open more, close more with Five Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. Five Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At Five Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, Five Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to FiveArch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to FiveArch.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Avi. I'm back with my guest, Brad Sumrock, with ApartmentInvestorMastery.com. Before the break, Brad was sharing a little bit about his story as a chemical engineer working in corporate America for over a decade and finally saying, you know what? Enough is enough. You know, what is that breaking point for you 40-hour a week workers out there? You're working hard. You're successful. I get it. But you need this stuff in your life. If you're not diversifying your sources of income, and if you don't have multiple sources of income, guess what's happening? You're not getting as far as you possibly could financially, and you're not compounding that investment opportunity over and over and over again, year after year after year after year. My guest, Brad, has that opportunity, has the ability to do that. So do his clients. And I'm excited to continue sharing a little bit about his story for those of you tuning in. So, Brad, let's do a quick little recap about your story, and let's get into that first deal because I'm really excited to start that conversation.
Yeah, so, you know, I already shared how I got started, which was reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which, you know, I didn't think about it at the time, but it really transformed my mindset because, you know, up until then, I was very skeptical of going to, you know, real estate seminars and things like that. I mean, I had a college degree. I had an advanced degree. It's like, why would I need to go to some seminar? And so I was probably one of the most skeptical people out there, and I actually see that trait, you know, in a lot of highly educated people. And, you know, it's a good trait to have, but at some point, you know, if you want to get out of the corporate rat race, you need to take that leap of faith, invest a weekend of your life, and go and learn from other people that are, you know, doing what it is that you might want to be doing. So I went to a real estate investing seminar, and I learned different types of asset classes. And then I picked one. I picked one that really resonated with me. You know, I picked multifamily. My very first investment property was not a single-family rental. It was a 32-unit apartment building because, you know, if you think about Rich Dad, Poor Dad and ESPI, you know, I wanted to be a business owner as fast as I could. And doing single-family homes, you know, my income was $10,000 a month. I had 2 degrees. And so to get out of the rat race, you know, I needed to replace $10,000 a month. And doing it one house at a time just seemed like a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of work. It wasn't scalable. And so that's why I chose apartment buildings.
I love that idea. You know, there's so many. Now, granted, there are still opportunities in the single family world, but you got to run around, right? You got to do a lot of running around, and there are pros and cons to everything. But if we can take advantage, if we understand how to take advantage of apartment complex investing and make that work for us, the question is, should we? And I think the answer to that is absolutely. I don't feel you can't, I don't think you can get enough diversification in the real estate world. I do like the single family perspective. I do like the multi-family perspective. That's exactly kind of my play right now. And for me, it works. So your first deal, tell me a little bit about that mindset shift, because I might be listening. I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, gee whiz, you know, Avi, great, you know, Brad, awesome. You know, these guys are fantastic, but I don't really understand the time that it's going to take or the mental shift that it's going to take for me to go from working the 40 hours a week. Do I have to like maybe scale that back part-time and then start doing this full-time? How do I engage my peers in conversation about potentially investing in apartment complex, apartment units? Can you help me understand that kind of mindset shift that it took you to do that?
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, when I first started, I went to a seminar. I actually had a mentor, you know, and I think that's key to success because it you know, collapses time frames or leveraging other people's experience that have already done what it is you want to do. And so, you know, my mentor told me, he said, Brad, buy as many units as you can because that's where you get the most economies of scale. So, you know, I had worked in the corporate world for 17 years and I had saved my money, spent less than I earned, you know, saved 10% of my paycheck religiously for 17 years. So I had about $200,000 to invest when I was 35 years old, and I put that as my down payment and got an $800,000 loan and bought a $1 million building, apartment building. It was 32 doors in Houston, Texas. Now, what that afforded me is that property, you know, was big enough for me to hire a part-time manager and a part-time maintenance person. I still had my full-time job. So I was traveling internationally 25% of the time. And, you know, because I had 32 doors, I had, you know, enough income to cover the expense of a part-time manager and a part-time maintenance person, which made life really easy for me.
So what it looks like is you have to have the right people on your team. And if you don't have the right people on your team, then you can probably count yourself maybe out of the game for a little while. You mentioned you've had a mentor. You mentioned that you have property management, a maintenance person as well. And if I'm new to this world, and I know you have a summit or you have a conference, a seminar that you put on a very regular basis, how do I get started with understanding, like, hey, they're local meetups. I need to start going out and shaking hands a little bit, understanding a little bit about who I am in my investment world, my investment personality. What are the key, where would I go to, one, find the information, and then two, what are the key people that I need on my team initially to get started investing in apartment complex units?
Yeah, so, you know, like the type of events Think Realty puts on, you know, the multi-speaker events where there's people talking about different asset classes. You know, if you're new, you know, it's good to get that exposure, you know, the different asset classes and pick one. And that's what I did. And I picked apartments, but, you know, the challenge is people go to these, you know, multi-asset class type of events and some people get analysis paralysis, you know, and especially, you know, engineers and MBAs, you know, and I can relate to that because I was there at one point, but, you know, you gotta educate yourself and then pick something. And so I, you know, compare myself to, you know, a brain surgeon instead of a general surgeon. You know, I specialize in apartment buildings and this is the only asset class that I do and have done for 16 years. And so I got pretty good at it. And so, you know, when people ask me my secret to success, I just say, hey, it's not really a secret. I've been doing it for 16 years. I mean, if you do something, if you do anything for 16 years, 40 hours a week, you're going to get good at it. You know, so I'm not that special. I just focus on one thing. But the things that you, the people that you need on your team, you know, you need a good multifamily lender. You really want to, you know, pick markets that make sense to invest and get to know the brokers in those markets. Because the real estate brokers in multifamily, you know, a multifamily is different than single family. You know, single family, you know, you try to find owners or, you know, contact owners directly. In multifamily, especially when you start going larger, like 60 units and above, 90% of the sales are done by brokers. Mm. You know, you're not dealing with mom and pop owners. You're dealing with business owners that are going to sell their properties through, you know, listing brokers. And so you want to get to know the listing brokers in your markets. You want to know the lenders. You want to have a good real estate attorney. And then when you're syndicating a deal, you need a securities attorney so you can keep yourself in compliance with the SEC. You're going to want a property management company. And these are just some of the team players that you're going to have or need to have on your team to be successful.
Gotcha. Really good insight. And I want to pick your brain a little bit about those individuals specifically, the securities attorney and the brokers. But we got to go to break, Brad. So when we come back, that conversation continues. And let's get some insight into where the apartment complex multifamily market is headed this year. My guest, Brad Sumrock. Check him out at apartmentinvestormastery.com. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or head on over to Barnes & Noble, pick up a copy of the Think Realty print magazine. And then if you're so inclined, go on over to Instagram, find me at Avi Golhar, and ask me your questions. Don't go anywhere. Hang out. I'm coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro Avi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Abby. I'm back with my guest, Brad Sumrock, with ApartmentInvestorMastery.com. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about the paralysis of analysis that real estate investors or potentially new real estate investors have with regards to multifamily investing. I think that's really important to recognize. As engineers, and I know a lot of engineers in the apartment complex world as well, and they're raising capital for their own deals. And sometimes if you're just getting started, it's like, oh crap, I need to analyze the market, the people, the global market, what's going on in like Japan and China, Australia. You know, some of that you kind of need to know. But let me tell you something. If you get too caught up in those crazy details, there's no amount of detail that will help you get out of the paralysis of analysis cycle. I've been there. I analyzed everything all the way down to like the landscaping company and the fraction of an inch of blade of grass that they would be cutting because I don't want them to come out too often. Like, that's a little excessive. So I think one of the biggest things that I'm learning during this interview from Brad is focus on one thing. He's been investing and understanding the multifamily world for the last 16 years, putting in 40 hours a week. There's a book that I'd like to recommend. It's called The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. And it's a really good book to kind of refine the perspective of what it takes to just focus. Because if we focus, then great things happen. Before the break, Brad mentioned that there are a couple of folks that you need on your team, including but not limited to a multifamily lender, a mentor, someone that understands the markets, your real estate brokers, a securities attorney. And keep in mind that 90% of deals are done now by brokers. So I would ask Brad, kind of going into this year with my intention, let's say I'm new, my intention of investing in multifamily, should I pay more attention to off-market listings? Or because of the 90%, the fact that 90% of all the deals are done by brokers, should I just focus on building relationships with multiple brokers across my region or the country?
Well, I have always done the second, which is I focus building the relationship with the brokers because I say, imagine that you own a 100-unit building. You know, most of the time, even when you sell that deal, even if you want it to be off market, you're probably going to have brokers bring it to their qualified buyer list. Okay. So, you know, for me and buying, you know, larger apartment buildings, you know, the idea that the single family strategies that, you know, a lot of wholesalers use and writing letters on yellow paper with blue ink and all that type of stuff, to me, it's not very effective. Because, you know, these buildings are owned by business owners, and they want to create a market situation. So even when they're off-market, like brokers call me and say, hey, Brad, we have this off-market deal, it's the brokers calling me. You know, the brokers make it their business to know the owners, and they talk to the owners on a regular basis about, like, you know, hey, can I list your property? Well, if you don't want me to list it, can I try to find you a buyer? So, you know, we get a lot of calls about, you know, off-market deals, but it's coming from the broker. You know, the broker is trying to create a transaction. So he's looking for a qualified buyer that qualifies based on experience, you know, net worth, liquidity, track record, you know, proof of funds, all those types of things. So, you know, again, generally speaking, you know, I get yellow, you know, letters with blue ink. I just rip them up. I'm not going to respond to that.
Oh, that's terrible. So all the yellow letters that I've been sending you, you've just been tossing away. That's not cool, Brad. I mean, man.
Well, I didn't want to call you out on the radio, but I mean, you know.
Holy cow. I have to totally like redo my strategy. No, I agree with you. I mean, you know, even for some of the residential developments that I do here, you know, I still get the yellow letters. And quite frankly, I'm with you. I mean, It's one tactic, and I feel like everybody uses that tactic, and it's overused. And quite frankly, I'm kind of the same way. You know, like, hey, if I see a yellow letter and it's not like uniquely different, or you're not going above and beyond, then you know what, it needs to go to the trash. So I'm with you, and I like what you're saying about building relationships with the brokers, because they're the ultimate kind of guardian. They're the ones that hold the keys. They're the ones that know multiple sellers, not just one or two or three that you'll have to spend a whole lot of money to send out a mailing campaign to go out and grab the attention of. So you're pretty tuned into the market. Your clients have invested in over in about 37 apartment buildings in 2017 and roughly in 14 different markets across the U.S. Where are your favorite markets? Where are you seeing the opportunities? And what do you think about the market in general right now for multifamily?
Well, that's interesting. So every year I do a webinar on, you know, that the outlook for apartment investing that year. So I just did my annual 2018 apartment investing forecast webinar on January 30th. We had over 1,000 people, you know, online all over the country, where I reveal, you know, what makes a good market. And I go through a lot of data. You know, engineers and analytical types would love it because there's a lot of data from, you know, industry research companies that I subscribe to and share. But, you know, the top markets, and I'll just give you what makes a top market, and then I'll give you some of my top 10 picks, if that's okay. So,
yeah,
you know, we look for markets that have above average cap rates, which is, you know, you're going to get above average rate of return, and also markets that have above average appreciation. And so, you know, I share data on that. And then we combine it with things like you want to buy a market in a market that has a landlord and business friendly environment. So, you know, a place like Seattle or Boston or LA might have, you know, above average appreciation, but, you know, it's hard to evict somebody in those markets that don't pay rent. You know, in markets like Texas, Arizona, Ohio, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, it's easier to evict somebody within 30 days if they don't pay the rent. So I like to invest in landlord and business-friendly environments. That's a lot of times dictated by the state, but sometimes by the local municipality within each state. I look for areas with population growth, job growth, you know, diversified economies, economic drivers. And then I combine it with, you know, things like average cap rate and appreciation rates and things like that. So, you know, again, the webinar I did January 30th, I don't know if there's a way we can make that available to the listeners as well. You know, we could maybe talk about that. But, you know, I'd love to make it available to anybody who wants it. And, so, you know, that being said, the top markets for me, so within Texas, I love most of the markets except the areas along the border with Mexico, because we don't know what's happening on the border with Mexico right now. There's a lot of political, you know, uncertainty. Is there going to be a wall? I mean, what's happening? So I like, you know, the major markets like Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Houston, and we're seeing a lot of success in secondary and tertiary markets. We just had students buy deals in Wichita Falls, Abilene, Longview, and we have somebody looking at, you know, in Midland. So those are good markets. Within Florida, I love the Tampa, Jacksonville, Orlando corridor, okay? Miami is not like the rest of Florida. Miami is, you might as well invest in L.A. or Boston if you're going to go to Miami, you know.
Yep.
Too high. You know, cap rates are just too high. Returns are just too low. A lot of speculative buyers, condo conversions. That's not my business, you know.
Yeah.
I love Atlanta. I love Phoenix. I love Las Vegas right now. Vegas was not on my list 2 years ago, but it is now because it's recovered. Denver and some areas, parts of Colorado, like Colorado Springs. I had a property in Colorado Springs that we bought and sold over a 3-year hold, and we did great there. So those are just some of my top picks.
Awesome. We got to go to break. I want to talk a little bit about the Miami market when you get a chance, because I agree with you as well. Think Realty Nation. We're not going anywhere. Don't touch that dial. But I'll tell you something. Get in touch with Brad and his team at apartmentinvestormastery.com. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or hit me up on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. You might be surprised. You might just get a video response from me with your question. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth.
think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? Renfacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, Renfacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how Renfacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RenfactsPro.com. RenfactsPro.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, it's the home stretch. It's the last 10 minutes where Brad and I practice our speed talking abilities. I'm not sure if either of us have that ability, quite frankly, but I'm excited to continue the conversation with him. You got questions for him throughout the show, if you're just tuning in, go to apartmentinvestormastery.com. Brad has a wealth of knowledge and resources about apartment complex investing and what he's been doing for the last 16 years. And this is somebody that you probably need to or should to and would want to connect with, because good information is very hard to find, especially in the real estate world. And you know that. somebody's always trying to either pull one over on you or say like, hey, this is what's going on, and have an ulterior motive. Brad's not that guy. He's an individual. He's a guy that understands that, one, you need the right type of people on your team, and you need the right information, and you need a proven track record of success, which is what he's able to deliver. Before the break, we were going over Brad's favorite cities. And Brad, I'm going to rattle off a few if you don't mind. You like Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, some of the secondary markets. In Florida, you like Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville. Not a huge fan of Miami, which I would agree with you as well. Miami for me is kind of a little bit of a crapshoot. Like, I love it as a destination. I think it's fun, but it's not really for me. You know, you have different new neighborhoods that will cannibalize sometimes the neighborhoods. Say South Beach, for example, it used to be hot, not anymore, because now Brickell City Center is really super, you know, super piping hot, and everybody from South Beach will like move to Brickell. So it's kind of an interesting market. I love visiting. Don't get me wrong. I love to salsa dance. But at the end of the day, for me, I'm not really investing in Miami. You're a big fan of Atlanta, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Denver, Colorado Springs. So it's kind of interesting to see what markets that you like. So I certainly appreciate you sharing that. What are some of the top mistakes that new and maybe even pro multifamily investors make when they invest in apartment complexes?
Well, I think one is, you know, it might be counterintuitive, but I think that, you know, people have this mindset that they need to start small. And, you know, it's like, you know, my first deal, I put $200,000 down, which was my life savings after 17 years of corporate America, and got an $800,000 loan. But the problem was, after that, I was out of money. You know, I didn't have any more money to do my second deal. So, you know, if I had learned how to syndicate a deal where, you know, if you find a good deal and you have a network of investors that you have a relationship with, you know, I could have put in $50,000 of that into that deal and maybe raised, you know, $150,000 from three other people, and I would have had $150,000 left to do, you know, more deals. Okay, so you know, when I talk to people about doing a 60-unit, an 80-unit, 100-unit, I mean, if you just look at the numbers that you talked about earlier on the show with my students that have done over 5,000 doors and over $300 million in purchase volume. In 37 apartment buildings, like, the average size that my clients are buying is about 140 doors. And most of my clients are first-time apartment investors. And so, you know, they're going out on their first deal and buying 100, 150 doors on average on their first multifamily syndication. You know, and that's about an $8 million property. And so people are able to do that. You know, new investors that surround themselves with the right team and invest in their education and just go through all the steps that we've talked about are able to do this.
So you mentioned the average size is about 140 units. And then before during the show, you also mentioned what I love to talk about, which is economies of scale. Can you help me understand why it makes sense to buy such large apartment complex units because of the economies of scale?
Yeah. So, I mean, let's just talk about the down payment. So, you know, if you buy an $8 million building, you need $2 million down, and you'll get a $6 million loan. And, you know, these are estimated, you know, figures so that people, for budgetary purposes. But, you know, you could put up $50,000 and raise $1.95 million from, you know, other investors. You know, if for $2 million, you need 40 people that have $50,000 each. So you got to go out and meet 40 people and build relationships with them. So you're already leveraging other people's money. You know, you're putting up 50 of your own, and you're controlling, you know, 150 units. Okay, so that's leverage right there in economies of scale with your money. In addition, you can go out and hire a property management company. 140, 150 units is going to have a full-time property manager, a part-time leasing agent, a full-time maintenance person, a part-time, you know, make ready and groundskeeper. So that property is going to have a staff of 3 to 4 full-time people, plus the management company is going to pay all the bills, do all the financial reporting, your balance sheet, your income statement, your cash flow statement, and send you monthly reports, all for about 4% of the gross collections on the property. So you don't have to be there every day doing these things. I mean, some of my properties, I've been there the day we closed and the day we sold it. And, you know, I don't have the keys to my properties. I don't have the alarm code. I don't go there and collect rent. I don't walk around with a clipboard. I've learned to be a business owner. And that's what I teach my students how to do. And so many, many, many of them are doing it.
That's incredible. And I think for me, that makes sense, right? Like if you're buying, say, your four or five or six units, and really it's a quad and a sixplex, it's not going to help you as much as it's, and quite frankly, it's probably also going to be a bigger pain than 100 plus units. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but it's almost easier to do larger deals than to do smaller deals. Brad, let's talk a little bit about the scaling from your 32 unit to going now above 200, 250 unit acquisitions for multifamily. What does that look like? How do I do that? And quite frankly, for somebody that's not really experienced in the space, that just seems downright daunting. What are some of these steps that I have to take, and what can you tell me about that scaling process?
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, my first deal was 32 doors. And then when I got some more money from a commission check in corporate America, I bought another 30 doors. And again, I wasn't leveraging other people's money. I didn't have professional management. But my third deal was a 250-unit building, and it was so much easier. I mean, I got non-recourse financing, you know, no personal liability. I hired a professional management company that had a staff of six. And so, you know, back since then, you know, and that was, you know, 12 years ago when I did that first 250-unit building, I have only done properties 150 or maybe at least say 120 units and up. And, you know, over the last 16 months, I've only done properties that are like, you know, my last four acquisitions were all 30-plus million-dollar buildings where I was able to raise, you know, $10 to $12 million of other people's money and, you know, buy these large buildings. Now, that does sound very daunting, and it took me, you know, many years to get to that level. And I'll just say this, you know, the people that come to my weekend trainings realize, because they see so many other people doing it. You know, like I said, last year I had 37 students buy 5,000 total doors all over the country. So people are doing it. And when people realize that, you know, the people doing it, they're not any smarter, they're not any more talented, they're not any more special, they just followed a proven step-by-step recipe. So, if you could follow a set of instructions, and, you know, you got to put in some time and effort, this is not, you know, being an apartment syndicator is not a passive activity. You know, you don't passively syndicate and oversee a 150-unit apartment building.
That's right.
At the same time, you don't need to be full-time. I mean, most of my students are still, you know, it takes them 2 to 3 years to retire from their jobs.
But it's the hard work and the dedication that they put into it that matters so that they can have the financial future and the opportunities to drive them forward. Brad, thank you very much for coming on the show today. What's the best way that folks can get in touch with you? You got 5 seconds.
Yep, so you already gave them one website. The other would be just my first and last name, bradsumrock.com, and there's no C. So it's bradsumrock.com.
You heard it here, Think Realty Nation. Get in touch with Brad Sumrock and his team. You want to learn more about multifamily apartment complex investing? He's the guy to go to. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or hit me up on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. I'm here answering your questions one-on-one about real estate investing. Outside of that, it's been a blast. Let's do it again. See you next time. Happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Biz Talk Radio,